Niagara Falls.
What about white water? Does that mean anything to you?
Not really, unless you was a fisherman, and that's where the water runs over the rocks, just before, either right after the falls, and it runs over the riffles there. They call it white water.
Would there be any other term they might call it?
Yeah, well, rapids, I suppose.
Okay. And we mentioned the type of brush that grows out on the plains. Are there any types of blooming things out there? Plants that bloom out on the...
Like your Indian paintbrush and that kind of bit, yeah. but it's just a greasewood and brush and laurel.
And some of these things that bloom, what type of plant blooms? What would they call that type of plant that blooms? Flower? Are there any wild? Did I get you to say that?
Wild plants?
Or ones that bloom?
Well, sure. How about the poison weed? It blooms.
Okay. Did I get you to say flowers?
Flowers, wildflowers.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. What's the difference between a rock and a stone?
I suppose a stone is one that's been polished by water, and a rock is just a hard place in the dirt.
Okay. And if you were to go out and throw one of these, which would you throw?
Well, you better throw a rock because it's smaller.
Okay, great. That was the hardest section. That's the one that's the killer, I think. What would they call a woman who has lost her husband?
A widow.
Okay, and a
man's widower.
Okay, and a child who is not recognized by his father is called
a bastard.
Any other terms for that? Okay. Sometimes when people get married, there's a very noisy party afterwards. Is there a name for that?
Chivalry.
Can you tell me what a chivalry is?
Well, I've been on a few. I'd say it was a noisy party.
Okay, what are they doing? What's the purpose of it?
Oh, it's just to give the bride and the groom a bad time and show them they're welcome in the community.
Okay, now is that done the evening of the honeymoon? Or?
Well, as near as possible.
Okay. Do you take along musical instruments? Or?
Sometimes. Ordinarily, well, it all depends on where it is. It all depends on who's promoting it, whether they got room enough or not. But ordinarily, they chivalry them in their own house, and 90% of the time, they don't have that kind of room.
Okay. What would one of these be called that you put up to your mouth? And
mouth harp.
Okay. With an instrument you play. Play.
Which instrument?
Or with any instrument. With instruments, you play.
Or you can play harmony, or you can play bass, or you can play alto, or whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Rhythm, or
what? What I'm trying to get at is, for example, if you were to go to church and the organist was playing a song, you'd say,
play a hymn, huh?
That is beautiful.
Hymn?
Okay, hymn or music?
Yeah, or whatever music, I suppose you call music. Most musical instruments play music.
Okay, all right. And occasionally children play on a...
Teeter-totter?
Yeah. Okay. And would you ever use the term seesaw, or is that a different thing?
Well, they're still teeter-totters, right?
Okay. And sometimes children, when the family's having a chicken dinner, they get one of the bones.
The wishbone.
And who wins?
The one with the long handle after it gets through. The one with the point on...
Okay. In a lot of communities, the short one.
Oh.
And it's kind of spent in the South. For example, if you were moving a heavy load, what would you say?